Greetings. How's it going? My name is Gavin Ortweek.
What the heck?
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
What is that? Yeah, what's good? It's Marcus or Pete.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's Charles or Chuck. And no has today, but hope everyone had... Dang, the pop-up. Hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. We took a break last week for the holidays, but we're back. And yeah, Pink, how's your holiday seasons, your Christmas, your New Year's? Let us know, man.
I'm scared if my season isn't done enough. Gavin's going to pop off next time I'm not here. What the heck? What's that about?
Trust me. Get popped off on. We all hate getting popped off on.
That's true. It was all right. I'm not like a huge holiday dude. Like, I'm kind of like chill or whatever. Like, it's just most of them are just another day to me. But now I have a tiny human and I'm also married. And like, the tiny human's starting to like understand holidays and it's like kind of fun. So now I got like dial in. So it was all right. I mean, he enjoyed it. She enjoyed it. It was lit. Then it was New Year's. The ball drop was really weird. Like, I don't know what was up with like the timing. It was really weird. But yeah, so watch the ball drop. The
timing was off?
Uh-oh. It seemed like the timing was off. I don't know. Maybe where I was watching it, where the timing was off. But yeah, then it was 2026 out of nowhere. And I was like, dang, this really feel like 2025. That's crazy. And then I was mad because it was midnight and I was tired. True. Who stays up there late? I'm old. True.
I know. Sleep is too good nowadays.
I know. It's valuable. But I was off the next day, so it's whatever. Anyway, no. Yeah, I was. Yeah. I think everyone has like off the years or something. Anyway, how's it going, Chuck?
Going good. I got to see some family that I haven't seen in a long, long time, like my mom's side of the family on Christmas. It's wild. My cousin, one of my three cousins who's like about 10 years older than me, he's like the reason why. It was like the first time I ever got to see like, I don't know, top level gaming or just someone really good at games. So he's from Korea and I would watch him play StarCraft, like the original StarCraft, and just like 3v1 people. And he would always say like, he's just like, wow, Americans suck. It's just funny. But that was like my first exposure to someone just being really good at games. And I'd look more into like StarCraft and then that's how I got into esports or whatnot. So it was cool to see my Korean side of the family again. So that was dope. And then on New Year's Eve, I got to hang out with some friends, some Smash 4 homies. So that was cool. And yeah, good holidays. It was really fun. Got to see and hang out with a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while. So overall, huge W. Now, 2026 didn't feel too different, but what's up, Pink?
Yeah, my bad. One more thing that's very important to note, and some people out here will feel this. Okay, so every holiday, okay, Christmas holiday, Riot takes a break, okay? Ooh, and they won't patch the game for a month. So set 16 dropped, GOAT TFT set. It's up there for sure. This patch is unreasonable. I have seen this stupid Tyrannosaurus Rex too many times. Anyone who plays TFT will understand. I just had to get that out there. Riot's about to come back. The patch is like tomorrow or something, so it's up. All right,
my bad. Nice. You can finally play the game again.
Goodness gracious. My bad.
What about you, Gavin? How's your holidays?
It was good. I got to see my sister's tiny human, Marcus, which was cool. He's very, very adorable. He's like a little over a month old now.
It's so up.
He was sleeping most of the time, but he'd occasionally open his eyes and make a cute little face. They're just like, it's like they're like just practicing facial expressions. Like, but yeah, that was great. I went to Max's place on New Year's, which was cool. Had a good time. Saw some people I haven't seen in a bit. Christmas was good at my parents' place. It was a good time. It was pleasant. That's about it. Just been going to a bunch of locals, preparing for the big majors over the next like month or two. Yeah, I need to start streaming again. I feel like a lot of the energy I put towards like practicing on stream, I've been putting into locals, so I've been kind of neglecting the stream. So I definitely got to put that into my schedule again. I've been thinking about that the last couple of days. I'm like, damn, I just ditched streaming somehow. Like, I don't know how I mentally did that, but I guess I'm still getting used to being at so many locals. It's kind of exhausting.
Yeah, I feel like when you are doing something like streaming and then you add something else to your regiment, you know what I mean? Whether it could be anything, right? You just add something else on and then it starts contesting for the time.
Yeah, I
So
associated the streaming with my practice and it was like one and one. But the locals have kind of taken up that type of thing in my schedule. So even though the locals aren't every day, they're frequent enough to where I'm like, I don't want to say satisfied, but I'm putting that energy somewhere throughout the week. So I've been kind of neglecting the stream. And even when I do play Smash at home, I haven't been streaming it. So I definitely got to get back to it. Yeah, that's about it though. Just getting ready for LMBM, as a lot of people probably are.
when is that
is
train?
it the weekend
pretty
of the
soon?
23rd. Tiny just ran in here.
I just heard that. I was like,
What?
oh, so let's make big moves and Genesis are like 2-ish weeks apart, right? Like they're pretty close.
Little more than that, like maybe
Maybe
3 weeks.
three, yeah. Yeah, there's a good, I mean, what do you call that? You have a good amount of tournaments you're preparing for, right? The
Yeah,
first couple
because
months.
Cab Clash is after LMBM, and then
There it
there's
is.
only a week in between Cab Clash and Genesis.
Oh, that's probably why so many players from Japan are going, or at least Apple is going to Cav Clash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, I didn't realize how close they were, but it's still manageable, I think. But yeah, it's a lot to prepare for. But LMBM is always easy, like travel wise for me. So it's really going to be the Cab Clash and Genesis thing that'll be like super tough. But yeah, it's been mostly locals, the occasional regional here and there for me. I was doing solo Sephiroth for a while, but I've been kind of settling back into using both. And it's been nice. I feel like I kind of took a break from Diddy Kong. But I just woke up one day and was like, all right, I need to play this character again. I just wanted to. I was starting to get afraid that I was like getting bored of him or something, or like losing faith. But I don't think that's true. I've been playing him again and like actively wanting to play him. I've just been like extra focused on Sephiroth. So yeah, I don't know. I popped on Elite Smash this morning and was like playing a bunch of characters. I played like Wario and Bayo, and I even played like Meta Knight. And like it's fun. Like the game is fun, and all like those characters I like are fun. But no one is as cool as the two characters I play. I play the two coolest characters. It's just simple as that.
I
There's
see.
nothing else as cool.
Pro is just delusional. What the heck?
Like,
What?
every time I'm like trying to play something, I'm like, bro, this isn't as cool as what I do. It's not as cool.
Objectively?
Yes.
No, you can't even objectively. Like, I was gonna say, objectively, we can't even do that. But
Like,
now that
bro,
you've done it.
I'm playing bad. I'm like, bro, this is like almost
Well, hold on.
as cool. Or I'm like, everything is like almost cool. But it's like, bro, like, what if it was Diddy Kong or Sephiroth?
I mean, Sephiroth, you're so limited.
Yeah,
I
but
find it
like,
hard to
he's the
see like
coolest.
how it's cool. Visually, I think Sephiroth is dope.
Gotta do that more.
Right? Yeah, and then you do like your 2-hit combo and then you do your
It's
little neutral
sometimes it's like
reset,
three.
like
It's like three sometimes.
It do be three
sometimes it's
sometimes.
three. If you got some orb set up, if they
Yes,
didn't like
you
roll
gotta
into your
snap.
orb and like
I can't
deal
snap
80
that
to
well.
you.
I don't think. I mean, probably. I mean, they're your
He's like
favorite
not
character,
cool,
whatever.
but like you know he
There
is.
you go. Okay, because he not, but
He is.
like he okay, he is. But when you're playing against him, he not like.
I low key play him cool.
I feel bad for Sephiroth when I play against Sephiroth. I don't know.
Me
You
too.
play
I
Fox
do.
McCloud.
Yeah. Huh? I feel and so...
Wolf O'Donnell.
Yeah, I feel so bad.
Yeah, those are some of the hard ones, too. Wolf is pretty fucking hard. Yeah. And then Fox is, like, super hard.
So yeah, what college are you guys going to go to?
Yeah, so, okay, so... LMBM, do you know who's going to like any super big or unusual names?
Do we know the lineup?
I think it's the one of those everyone tournaments, isn't it?
Everyone, because like, okay, Genesis looks like a Japanese tournament. like okay.
That means yeah.
There's a very large, like very large.
Is it? I feel like LMBM is usually like everyone except the Japanese players, and then Genesis is everyone plus the Japanese player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wonder who else is going to Cav Clash, if they're going to do like a week trip or something like that.
And then Cav Clash, maybe it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, like if they're going to do like a week trip, kind of like how sometimes
that's what we go, had to do.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go for like a week for Kagaribi.
Yeah,
And like hit up a few other tournaments, bro. Imagine pulling up to your local. And Akol and me are just sitting there. That story will be miserable. you're trying to get a dub, and you're like,
job work.
14 man local, and you're just
your local.
Oh,
round one.
Oh, I mean, they would just play random characters though. So,
nah. In this hypothetical, they're locked in.
Bro, that would be ridiculous. They pull up.
And they start off, and they get the first stock, and they like slap their knee.
And they're just
hyping themselves up
across stage. You're instantly.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm looking at attendees. I see Spargo, Leo, Tweak, The Buzz,
dude,
Light, Meister.
Okay, it's one of okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Meister.
Peanut.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm ready for this tournament.
I don't see
hasn't Spargo been taking a break too?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is him returning.
This is probably his first big event back, right?
Yeah,
I don't see like. Sure.
Was he ouch?
Sonics.
No,
is
shot.
Sonics going to this?
LMBM.
Yeah,
he's. I see him.
Oh,
he's gotta be right. Oh, okay.
Yes. What the heck? Okay, it's weird. I guess maybe it's not seated yet because I'm looking through attendees and usually the higher seated players are towards the top, so
might not. Yeah, he's like 200 seed, you know.
Oh, right, of course.
Bro, has it been that long? Did he win the last event he entered? Like, port? Offline event? Did he win port?
I think so. Yeah.
He won port.
I think you're right, actually. That is bizarre.
It's been a while, huh? I mean, holidays. November, I mean,
yeah.
You know what's crazy? When Smash was active, remember when Smash was active and there would be, like, tournaments just packed in December?
Dude,
remember
it
that?
Was miserable.
It was
absolutely miserable.
At least this December actually felt like things were slowed down, you know?
Yeah, you could take a break, bro. You used to have to like go to two majors a month to attempt to be ranked. Like it was ridiculous. Mm-mm.
I could have sworn there was Japanese players registered for LMBM. Like, I swear.
Maybe it's just Scav Clash and Genesis. I know, like, dude. Genesis is like probably gonna be six Japanese players in top eight. Not gonna hold you.
Like, come on, yeah. Man. You gotta,
bro.
We're losing that much faith already.
No, I looked at the seating. I was like, bro, there's no seating? North American, not seating, but like the entrance. I'm like, bro, there's like barely any North American representation. Like maybe they just didn't sign up yet, but yeah. It's gonna be brutal.
I registered and that shit did put a dent in my wallet, bro. I understand people not registered. I was like, damn.
I mean, East Coast, right? East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, like that shit was tough.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the entrance, but like Melee players are mixed in, which makes it a little. Zenodo, yeah. Let's go.
Zenoli, what is bro? What is bro there for?
He's about to win.
Win what? Doesn't bro play like Tekken or something now?
Really?
I don't know. I thought so. Some fighting game.
You can look at
that. Yeah, I see Japanese players already, but I couldn't find any in like LMBM. I thought there was at least a couple. Whatever.
I mean, if they're going to Cav and Cav's a 1 week away,
yeah, that what Marcus said definitely is a good idea if you're like traveling to NA for a couple weeks or whatever. There is a week in between Cav Clash and Genesis though, so they have a bit of a break, which is good.
Yeah, and they might just like go to Cav Clash and just fly straight to California and then like chill
yeah, a week or whatever. That sounds smart. I would probably do that if possible.
Hit up Guild House. try to beat Luis at home.
There you go.
Undefeated.
Not possible.
Can't beat him. Wait. There isn't a week in between.
What do you mean? Like,
oh, they're all back to back?
Like it's like 5 days, right?
Weekend to
like,
weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
I guess
that's what I thought you meant.
In the way I was saying it, I thought there was literally like a gap, but there isn't really a gap.
Okay. Oh, dude, that would be a lot of time.
Yeah.
If everything's back to back, I could see Japanese players.
I am cooked. Well, the flight isn't that bad to Cav Clash for me. It's not bad, right?
Bro. Yeah, no, you're good.
Philly to Virginia, that's not bad.
No, that's probably super easy. An hour and a half or something.
Nah, I'm not cooked, bro. I'm like slightly cooked.
It's that Virginia to are you going back home and then going to Genesis?
Back home, yeah. Slight cook.
Pro is cooked.
I think that you're well
done. I'll be at Genesis sleeping on stage. What you been, bro?
You've got like an IV connected to you, like.
The good news is at least you'll have a big tournament that you've gone to before you go to like Cav Clash, Genesis. Because Genesis feels like one of those ones. Like LMBM is like huge.
I go to Genesis I become significantly worse. I play
Pro with just, like yeah.
Genesis got too much aura.
Like the legacy tournament, bro.
Yeah, it's like Supernova Genesis. It's like you go in and you feel like a toddler learning the game, like nervous.
It don't even make sense.
I've been significantly improving every time I go, though, I feel like.
That's true. Wait, what'd you get last year?
Fourth.
No, I got seventh. Wait, no, I haven't been improving.
Okay, I was like,
but I've been getting top eight consistently. How about
Yeah.
Before, oh, no, you didn't get fourth. That was 2 years ago, right?
I think I literally got like seventh, fourth, seventh or something, which is not.
Yeah.
It's better than some of my other Genesis performances. So,
yeah,
I have a bunch of ninths, which is terrible. And then
last year it was Zomba that got third or fourth, right?
I don't know.
Zomba got
three, four. I don't even remember last year.
Well, last year was
Hurt won.
Aquila second, and then I'm trying to.
He had such a good performance versus Aquila. I remember it just felt like he was in control.
Oh yeah, that's when Hurt was the GOAT.
Yeah, like Genesis era from last year was, oh my god, Hurt's probably the best player in the world right now, into he can't compete at Kagari. Like that was so,
that shit was trash.
Yes. That was very dumb.
I was so angry at that.
Yes. As a fan of the game, I really wanted to see, like, I didn't even necessarily want to see Hurt win Kagari. I just wanted to see him compete at Kagari. Because someone on a hot streak like that, especially after winning Genesis, is like taking that away from a competitor. I can't even imagine how shitty that feels.
Yeah, and then the year before was Zomba.
Yeah.
So it was okay.
Wait,
I think Zomba beat Mia last Genesis, which was crazy. That set was
like the hurdle he had to get over. I feel like
it was a really good set. It was one of those game watch sets that were really fun to watch.
Spargo's never won Genesis? Has he won one?
I don't think so.
What?
I'm bad at this kind of thing, but...
Ain't no way. But it's like hitting me because it sounds wrong.
I'm pretty sure Leo has stopped him multiple times. Or maybe not multiple, but...
He won doubles with Chag.
There's just no shot. Isn't it? That's how you know that boy good. Because we're sitting here like, bro, he really didn't win Genesis.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, winning Genesis is a really big deal, man. I mean, half of the Genesis victories are won by one person, so there's not a lot of room left.
That is true.
I mean, for the like first or the first half of the game's lifespan, Leo was just winning all of them, so there's not a lot of spots left. And then now we're in the late game, and Japan's just taking everything.
Dang, that is crazy. His highest placement of Genesis is 30. He's gotten third twice.
Is Hurt the only Japanese player to win Genesis?
I'm pretty sure.
In any game?
Damn!
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going through his results, and I see a lot of first. Sheesh.
It's going to be interesting to see him at LMBM, because he hasn't gone to anything in longer than you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you went to Port. Bro's last event was it SmashCon?
Sheesh.
Yeah, Sparta's been on break for a while.
Ain't no way.
I think he's the type that would cook everyone after a break.
Probably.
That's meter. Meter at max.
Yeah, like max meter, like this isn't fair type thing.
Yeah, and like you gotta get used to playing him again at that speed.
It's not about him getting used to playing, it's about us getting used to him.
There are so many players where I'm like, damn, it's crazy that X player doesn't have a Genesis W.
Blame Leo. What I
mean? Yeah, it's playing Leo.
He's hoarding them, bro.
Which is
bro, you got Genesis too many trophy order. Bro. You got 10 of them.
I think
he has. Well, I guess if you include Smash 4, I don't know. Does he have like 4 or 5?
If you're including, if you're including Smash 4, yeah, he's definitely got at least 5. At least.
Ain't no way.
I'm gonna say 4.
Because Leo started his Genesis streak at the second.
He won Smash 2 4 in Genesis. Smash 4, right? 2 of them.
Or was it the third?
Man, and then he won 2 in Ultimate, right? Or he went.
Wait. Was there one more somewhere? We're gonna do some Genesis history, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing this, but we're doing
it. Leo. Because people don't appreciate Leo enough. True. 1 win, 2 win. Oh, that's the second. 3 win.
Yeah, Leo.
4 win, 5 win.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I said at least 5. Okay. Yeah,
he won 5 and he got second at 1.
So which one did he win 3? Was it which game?
Ultimate. There was only 3 Genesises for Smash 4. Genesis 3, 4, and 5. He won 4 and 5. And then for Smash Ultimate, that's when you have 6 through X2.
You know, that's how we know we're getting old, because y'all can't tell me Leo's not my GOAT, but all these kids be like, but Mia has the most major wins, and Mia's the GOAT. Man! Shut up.
We don't care about stats.
We don't care about numbers.
Okay, I never looked at a number in my life.
There's a sense of scaling, okay, everyone? Now, the game is harder the longer the game's out, but I think in terms of competition, how competitive a game is in terms of how much people are playing it, that difficulty, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's so much more people playing it. Feels harder in the beginning.
The thing is, it's just not a difficult concept.
True.
It's not about stats.
Yup.
It's not about any of this stuff. It is just simply, if you know, you know. It's that simple. Like,
I got eyes.
Stats are not important here. They're just not.
I got eyes.
Yes. We play the game and we got eyes. Simple.
You guys are just saying since he plays Game & Watch, he can't be the GOAT.
No, that is literally not what I'm saying.
You guys are saying.
No,
but I am saying that that's what you guys. Like this. It's a simple thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like okay, and the thing is, it don't even matter if we write or not, because who cares? Like, like, Kobe is some people's GOAT. Hey, bro's the GOAT. What am I supposed to say? Yeah, nah, man, he ain't no. He bro is like.
You didn't see that turnover percentage in his third season.
Oh my gosh, like
finger wag.
I will say,
like, bro, once you start doing that, I'm walking out of the conversation. Like, stop.
I will respect someone's opinion much more when I ask the question, were you going to tournaments the first year of Ultimate? And the answer is no. I'll be like, okay, noted. Like, we were all out on the battlefield, okay? And that, that counts for something. That has to count for something. Not only were you watching, but you were out there. And you were seeing how much effort people were putting into the game, how much people were playing the game. All that stuff matters. And that's just something you don't see if you don't go to your
local. Are people saying that Leo was playing against Plumbers?
That, yup.
Oh, that's fire, though.
Yup. They
that is fire.
Cooking people. Honestly, they weren't even that good. Like, they, Leo was playing against Plumbers, and I'm like,
damn. So, I mean, so I love that. That's so funny.
There's six Ultimates for Genesis. Leo has half of them. Leo has three, and the other three are won by separate people. Mars, yeah. Zomba, Hurt. Yo, I think it's Mars crazy.
One might be the GOAT.
Yes. I mean, I will say it's that one, I regard it very high because he beat Leo during Leo's like golden years, right?
Was
like
just
Leo's peak.
It was
pre-patch. Like for what? Like what?
Before down gun nerf and everything.
Oh, pre-patch Joker. That I actually don't know.
I think so.
I think it is. I remember it being like quarantine when that got nerfed, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
I still, not to say Zomba doesn't deserve it, but I think it is very funny that Zomba is a Genesis champion.
It's so like, lit though.
It is amazing. And I will say, like,
you don't want to give Zomba that power, and he just has it now. Now it's over. It's over, dude. Zomba with that much power.
And he had to win some pretty hard matchups. It definitely wasn't, it wasn't one of those, oh man, like Zomba won Genesis and got like all the right players in the lineup and all the right characters.
He beat
like
all the wrong players. He even beat me, which is a hard matchup. And he beat Mia, which is even harder.
Pretty sure he beat Mia both, right? If I'm not mistaken. I'm gonna look at this bracket real quick. Oh no, he beat Spargo at this one. He did not beat Mia. So the one that Zomba won, he beat Spargo.
Yeah. I think he had a nice little advantage over Spargo, but I think Spargo's pulled it back or something like that.
Sonics was hard. This was the Genesis that you beat T at in loser side. And then it was,
that was beast mode.
And then we had the Corrin Ditto.
I won, and then people were hitting me with that. It's actually not even that bad, bro. Like, what are you complaining about? Like, Pac-Man nice. Diddy Kong's not even that bad. Like, look, bro, you did it.
Aren't you proud? You should be proud of yourself. Because the way you played the matchup made people think that way.
No, I think they're just yapping, bro.
It had the opposite effect on you.
Forget. I was going to say something. I forget. Whatever. You know what's interesting? It seems to be there's a potential record that would be cool if it was broken. I don't know if anyone has won four of the same major in Ultimate. Because Leo has won three Genesis, right?
Within a game.
Yes, within a game. I'm talking about a game.
Okay.
And I've won three LMBM.
Within Ultimate.
Well, it's only an Ultimate series, but.
Right. Yeah, the first one was you were playing Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong and Wario.
Donkey
Holy
Kong
moly. That's how long it's been. I was like, has it been?
Because
like just Ultimate, but yeah, let's make big.
I've won two Gommel. Because I'm not going to count online as a third one.
No, you're not allowed to.
So I don't, like, has anyone won four of the same? I highly doubt it.
I mean, maybe in Japan.
If you combine four and Ultimate, then it's like, what are we even doing?
But it has
Melee,
to be a tournament.
Melee, there are definitely people with spamming the same tournament wins.
Well, yeah, because it's
but like for Ultimate, I don't think anyone has won more than like three of the same thing.
And it has to be a tournament that happens annually. Like it can't be like
just like one of the big ones, like this, like yeah. You know, like the obvious
annual tournament,
the obvious stuff.
It might not even happen in Melee. I'm gonna be honest. Let's look,
dude. It has to have.
It has. Yes.
You already know I'm googling Armada like, real like, quick. Or,
yeah.
See, that's how you know. If someone, that's how you know. You looked up Armada. Who, Chuck? Did you look up anybody?
I'm looking up Armada, dude.
That's not who I looked up.
HBox or Mango? Nope.
Mango.
I mean, this dude's Wikipedia is stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's actually ridiculous. It's
stupid.
It's actually just
first, second, third.
Mango and HBox have a like shit ton of tournaments because they've competed for so much longer. But Armada was dominant in a specific period, and I think I feel like if someone were to do it, I'd guess Armada, but.
This is all first place. All right. I should
Genesis
number two.
Wait, yeah, I already have Genesis pulled up.
Hold Summit. Up. I'm looking up the word Summit.
My goodness.
Damn. So Armada has three Genesis wins.
I see two Summits.
Yeah, I keep seeing Mango in second.
I see three Summits.
Up Genesis.
Oh shit.
Dang. Armada has the most Genesis wins. Plup has only one. Hungrybox has two. Dane has two.
One big house, two big house, three big house.
Oh, bold.
There has to be someone with four.
Does Dude, are you serious?
Wait, did you already figure out this out or no?
I mean, I just got.
I think Armada's only won three summits, which is still insane.
Dude, there's no shot.
Someone in the comments, tell us who has four. Major
four or more.
In the same series, four or more.
One game
in a tournament series, in a single game.
Yeah, one game.
There's got to be someone in 64, right? 64 of wait, Supernova.
I mean, what do they even have?
Oh, come on, man.
Supernova.
Sorry,
man.
I'm sorry, but like they got SmashCon.
Dang, what the heck? The 64.
I'm not. They got Genesis, right? They're at Genesis.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't know what Smash 64 tournaments qualify for this conversation.
Genesis,
other Smash than the Con, obvious.
I don't know what else is big, but I don't know. You would assume like Boom Fan or, dude, this is crazy, like a crazy stat. Because I really don't.
It's fun. I think it's fun for Ultimate because it's like it's been out just long enough, but like not like Melee long.
Wow. Even for 64 for SmashCon / Supernova, Super
Wait, can
Boom
I cheat?
Fan has
three. Miami as the same thing.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Mango has four Melee victories in Supernova / Super Smash.
Bro, that's broken.
Yeah, 2016, 2017, 2022, 2024.
That is crazy. I didn't even think that. It's funny. I was on Mango's results page. And I just looked up Genesis and was like, well, if he ain't doing a Genesis, he ain't doing it anywhere else. That dude is nice.
Yeah, see that's the thing with Armada. Like, you're not gonna have these like 2022. Yeah. It was foolish.
It's just looking at like top players' Wikipedias and like scrolling through the tournaments, first. They probably leaving out shit too.
I mean, Armada's
bro got $49 for a tournament in 2007. that's lit.
Armada's looks similar to like Akola's, which is a weird comparison. I didn't really think about it until just now, but
yeah,
the single digit placement just
single digit
machine.
You see fourth and you're scared. Like, what happened?
You know, it's crazy. In Ultimate, there's been a different first place player every single time for Ultimate for Supernova / SmashCon.
Yeah,
2019.
No one's won twice.
No one's won twice. 2019 Leo, Fall Fest Light, 2022 Onin, 2023 Aquila, 2024 Spargo. So, yeah, I mean, a different player That's every cool. single time. That is cool. Yeah.
I feel like that's a narrative that we haven't pushed because we might not even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many results, right?
Wait, and what about, did you, oh, that, I, why do I think Zachary won Big House? I don't know why I keep thinking that was SmashCon. My bad.
That was fun. Okay, at least we found one player. Dang, yeah. Dude, Pink's instinct was right.
Broken. If me or Leo win, we could get four big ones in Ultimate.
The Smash Boomers need to step up. Come on. Come on, Gavin, Leo.
Let me get my cane.
Get the walker.
There's no shot. Wait. I mean, we can't count Kagaribis, right?
One. Yeah, we can.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I mean, to me, when I think of Japanese tournaments, the first two that come up are Umeboro and Kagaribi. Smash Bros. Results. Let's see.
Oh, Akko only has three.
Getting four is hard. I mean, the only player we've benched so far that has four,
played for 20 years.
Has played for 20 years. That shit is hard. Wait, did you guys look? You looked at Kagaribi?
Yeah. All right. But I didn't. I was on Akko.
Like those tournaments, like. Some of those tournaments have so many entries that it makes it like definitely likely.
It you know, it's weird because you would think that, but then like,
holy moly, there is a lot of Umeboros.
Yeah, it, like it's almost like
those happen a lot.
It's almost like not the same thing.
Yeah, because Kagaribi is like twice a year, right?
Dude, there was more Umeboros for Wii U than Ultimate. Oh man.
What?
All right, yeah, which is weird.
Ultimate's been out.
They have like some qualifiers and like some. I maybe these were like some.
I found one from 2018 for Umeboro. Shuton cleaned house.
Okay, yeah. So there's 2018 December 16th. That was Shuton. Wait, so I see Shuton 1, 2. Shuton has 2. Zachary has 2. Well, I don't think, yeah. I mean, so Akola has 3.
It's 3, right? And then I don't know how many Mia has.
Mia only has 1, Umeboro.
Dude.
Niitono has 1, Aba has 1, Kameme has 1.
Something about the number 4, bro.
Kuro has 1.
The pit? Wait, what?
It says here Zachary played Ike. In 2019, Wolf and Ike. Okay.
You think in the beginning of the game, like people have like meta reads and like kind of pick like similar characters. Like, there's no way that Zachary was playing Ike and Leo just they both happened to play Ike. Like, that's weird.
Like, you I think didn't know Zachary picked Ike at all?
I didn't either.
I've never seen it, but that's just from the wiki. I don't know how accurate it is, but to me, I'll keep it a buck. Zachary's two characters to me that felt unique in a sense where it felt like he was the forefront of it was Wolf and Pit. Everything else was like for fun, like wins a tournament, Sora, because Sora just came out. And then all the other characters Zachary played was just because, oh, other players are doing well with this character, so I'm going to play PT. I'm going to play Lucina. He just played all the meta characters and just brought them out for counter picks. And even Wolf, I don't even want to say he pioneered Wolf because I think it was decent common knowledge that Wolf was at least like pretty good in the beginning of Ultimate. I don't think too many players were surprised. Right,
bro.
I was
looking at all the frame data. I was like, this is nice.
Yes, yes.
I shot that laser. I was like, oh my lord.
And then what happened?
I don't know. Like, it's like he got, like, well, he did get nerfed.
I wish wasn't that nice because I probably would have just stuck with Fox. I honestly think if I just played Fox, I would have done better than just playing Wolf.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go through people's shoes.
I mean, I lost to Paris before I ever lost to Wolf. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and people were still thinking, like, myself included, everyone thought Wolf was better
by a lot. You probably didn't think by a lot, but a lot of people that played Fox,
I probably thought by not like a significant amount. I mean, Fox wasn't on my radar.
He was on mine. My goodness.
He was not on my radar. Sonic was on my radar, and everyone made fun of me for it.
I was one of them.
And look where we are now.
Yo, okay, up here I had to get buffed, all right?
Like, you tell me that's the reason, like, he went...
There was a couple of things I got territory? Buffed. Yes.
I mean, kind of.
Do you see Sonic spamming up air?
Up air.
Yeah, he'd be up
air. Back air.
When you get hit by the two back airs, you like that is not reasonable, and you know the game is over.
Sonic back air should not combo into Sonic.
If it's 3-2-1 go, up throw, up air, back air, back. The game is over. You are done. There's no winning. SD three times.
Oh man!
He just did 1,000, and he's Sonic.
I've told this story before, but. Dude, I remember at Genesis 6, I went around recording everybody's like opinion on like top 5, top 10 characters. You know who was someone that stuck out to me? Gimmer's interview. I remember Gimmer was telling me that Fox was good. And I was like, Gimmer, you're stupid. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Damn. Like, Fox is bad. it's me and him arguing. And he was right.
Your interviewer asking for opinions, and then they give their opinion. You're like, you're an idiot.
Bro,
right. I was a little toxic.
He was getting terrorized in region. We all were. We were just washed every week, twice a week.
Gamer was definitely right. And this is also considering Fox's like downer didn't work and there's something else. Yeah. Fair was unbuffed. There's like a couple things that got like buffed and fixed, but even without those things, I would still say at the beginning of the meta, Fox was still pretty good. And then, I mean, Paris was getting results with him regardless, right? So it was still good enough.
Bro,
there was definitely some foul stuff going around at the beginning of Ultimate, though. Fox was definitely not the problem, but he wasn't trash. I remember like going around just being like, if you lose the Fox, you suck. Like,
wow,
bro, Fox was pretty good.
Paris agreed with me.
It was a lot. What? Well, he still would agree with you.
I was playing a lot of stuff, but Wario was something that like really clicked. For me, I mean, that character felt insane. Like, everything he needed from Smash 4, he got it, and then some. He got all of it, bro.
Dude, you know, we always talk about your current character lineup. Gavin, take us through a blast in the past, dude, and just like, just tell us what you were thinking the first like 3 to 6 months of Ultimate, like your character rotations and like what
I was just having. A lot of fun.
What was the first character you selected? Ultimate's out.
Ridley.
Ridley's the first character you select. Okay.
I was pressing those big buttons, bro. And it felt so.
Everyone was convinced.
I was playing a lot of people, and they're all like professional players. Like we were, I was just playing with good players, and I was just destroying everyone I played. And they all, this was pre-patch Ridley. Looking back on it, he was literally one of the worst characters in the game. But at the time, everyone I played...
Up air got buffed, right?
Up air got buffed. Dash attack, side B.
God. Ridley was horrible.
I think maybe the third hit of jab, like jab 1, 2, 3.
The up air was like the main one. The up air and the side B.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, they were all convinced he had no weaknesses. And I was like, I'm down. I'll keep playing him. Because I was just grabbing people and just like zero to deathing them, like edge guarding them off stage, just like just nairing the whole game. Like, just like reading air dodges with big kill moves, like command grabbing people. Like, I love command grabs and stuff. And then Cosmos started playing Inkling.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, I was getting destroyed with Ridley. So like, I tried Krom, but I was mostly playing him just because of the win condition of the suicide combo. Like, I was evil, I'm not gonna lie.
Cheezer
I was Krom. Playing DK, I was trying Cloud. I never even really messed with Bayo. So it was like Ridley, DK, Cloud. I was the first person to find Down B Up Smash in a demo at a Smash 4 major. And this was before the DK buffs and stuff. So when I played Cosmos, it was like a lot of DK Inkling, and it was like back and forth. I played Chrom, and then I eventually woke up one day and like I literally in my sleep realized that Wario's up throw up air would work and that he would have down tilt dash attack. And like, I just realized all of this stuff because I started to understand like the universal jump squat and like some of the changes he got. And I woke up that morning and sat down and played with everyone. And it was very clear that he was my best character and that I like that he was really good too. So I went to like a big invitational and I just did the Chrom strat. And I got first place.
I remember that invitation.
And then it was like LMBM or Let's Make Moves. And I intended, I was playing doubles with Cosmos, and I intended to do the DK Chrom thing. But in doubles, I was playing Wario. And we won. And all the top players in the venue were telling me I'm an idiot if I don't just main Wario in singles too. And I literally just did it that tournament because of what they said. And that's where the Wario thing really became like Chrom like never came out again. If he did, it wasn't relevant. DK was fading out and it was like just a Wario thing. Like going into that Frostbite, it was like all Wario. I think I counterpicked like Lucina against Luigi maybe in pools.
Yeah.
And then I guess there was still Wolf. I guess I kind of forgot about Wolf.
Well, Wolf came kind of, later, right? A bit later, I think.
He was around before all the traveling, actually. I was getting familiar with Wolf. I like won a local or two with Wolf at some point. I don't know. I just saw all of his aerials being low frame data. I saw laser. I set up a flowchart with Wolf where I was doing combos where I didn't want to use like the same move twice in the string, like the same aerial twice, unless it was like fair bear. And I started creating like a flow chart for him, and he became a nice little backup character basically for most of pre-COVID.
Did you like start picking up Wolf before Genesis, and then you saw how Zachary like performed with the character, and then was that something that kind of encouraged you to add Wolf. Him more to
I played line? Wolf at that Genesis. I beat like Gluto and stuff with Wolf.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I was playing Wolf for I would qualify it as since
the most people were like kind of pocket. I think Void was also pocketing Wolf. Keys it against Olimar. Wolf was a really good pick for Olimar.
I felt like right. I mentally viewed it as a little more than a pocket at some points, but I never got the chance to use it fully. I just had so many options. And then I guess as time went on, Roy became just like a Wolf thing. It was just a natural thing. I never actually picked up Roy. It just somehow happened. And it like did well versus like Tyler. And I would like use it versus like Jude if I like lost a game or something. Like just random stuff where he like just came in clutch. And the PT thing was like, it was the weirdest thing. I didn't know what was going to happen. I started dating B and like going to her place, and I just got on her setup and like played PT online, and like I was just dominating because I thought like the character was doing well, and he was like PT was relatively popular, and I just thought that I could do it too and like maybe do even better. Like I just thought the character maybe was really good if everyone was doing so well. It just happened so fast. I was winning locals, and I went to low tier city and won the whole freaking thing. And it happened so fast. Like, I wonder how long I had truly been playing PT going into Evo.
Probably 2 months. I'm thinking about maybe 1 to 3 months. I'm thinking
like it just happened.
It was very quick though, because there was a lot of players that would get. I mean, you would probably see four to six PT players in like top 32, top 64, almost like a Rob-esque character where it's like the density was a lot, but we didn't see PT get really high into like the single digit placements, right?
Yeah, that was basically the idea. And it just went farther than I anticipated. It was one of those experiments. Like, I was doing the same type of thing with like Incineroar, but it like never went far. You know what I mean? So it just went really far. I would say there was a point where I was pretty passionate about PT and it felt like it was my thing. But compared to the other characters, it wasn't, it was definitely more of an experiment. And I think a lot of people look back on my PT more fondly than I do myself, because for me, it was such like a, just a blip in time that I don't even think about it often. It just happened so fast. And it was like just a really successful idea. But something like Wario, like that was like a, that's like me, like that's my real thing. So pre-COVID was just like a blur. Like we were just all scrambling, I think, to figure out the game and like finding the balance between a long-term strategy and like a short-term one. Which is always the struggle, I think, with the developing meta is like, I think investing in Ike was like a really bad decision for all the players that did it. Because
he really, I don't think so.
He clearly wasn't good even then.
I think players, you could invest in the Ike in the very beginning, but know that it's just like an early investment. Like, I'm ditching this character later on, but right now people suck at pairing. I'm just gonna fucking spam this one move, and I'll probably get like a more inflated result than I should get.
I didn't think highly of Ike or Lucina and all that stuff. And I do feel like I was right. I do.
You're definitely wrong about Lucina. Pre-patch Lucina is crazy. If you reverted Lucina's stuff right now, that would, like, I think Lucina would be pretty damn good. I don't know if she would be like a top five character, but forward air killing was a big deal.
I don't know. I was chilling against those characters, but yeah. That was basically it. Like, it was just a lot of experimentation, and some of it clicked more than others. DK, I didn't feel like he was that good, but I wanted to make it work. Ridley was just like a really fun, like first decision. Roy was kind of just like cashing out early. Wolf was like somewhere in the middle, maybe. I actually thought he had like longevity. Wario felt like my main. And then PT was like an experiment gone insanely well. Is there anything else? Krom was like, just, I knew it was going to get patched out. I went to a regional before the one where I lost to Paris, before LM, Let's Make Moves. So I actually didn't win that one. And I was playing pools with Krom, and I would do it like over half of the stocks in a best of three, just the suicide combo. Like I played a match where I think at least four of the six stocks I took were the suicide combo. Like, yep. It was so broken. Like, there was nothing you could do at certain positions. Like, if you got the starter and you got off stage, you're done. It was really whack.
If you don't know what we're talking about, so before Krom's upbeat, if both players were on the same stock and Krom upbeat off stage,
Krom wins.
You would combo into it, Krom would automatically win because so the last one would raise up for some reason.
Win condition is online. Good luck. Don't get hit at 0%.
So even if Krom, even if you guys are at same stock, Krom can just like kill you at zero essentially.
Yeah.
Consistently, multiple times throughout the game. So
like, I didn't mess up like jab bear and I was really good at like the down tilt bear with Bayo in Smash 4, and it felt like the same type of thing where like it's like a win condition. I'm just like not gonna mess it up. Reverse up air was like the most broken development for sword characters too, like Roy, Krom, Corrin, I guess technically even like. It still is like kind of a broken strategy to this day, but it's just like not as like it doesn't like win you the game.
That is definitely your
people
best.
People are better at parry and like dealing with like the sword characters neutral, but like those reverse up airs were just like people were shielding it, and like it was just hard to get in, and like if it hit you get like a bunch of damage, and like the platform combos, like I was building a lot around reverse up air, nair one, jab, zero to death. It was fun. It was pretty fun. I just knew it wasn't like I wasn't passionate about the character or anything.
But what about your young Link?
Oh my God. That character, we all truly thought, at least like a lot of my immediate circle, we thought he was S tier. We just thought it was just like, there's something to deal with all the time. I mean, there's still the occasional person that hates Young Link, and I feel it. But he just sucks.
I mean, because when I feel like when the game first came out, everyone's seeing the neutral, right? But they're not seeing Young Link's ledge roll. They're not seeing Young Link's recovery. Like, there's so many.
Even if, dude, what happened to the neutral? Why does it feel bad now? What happened?
Everybody was just doing a bunch of shielding. Everybody just did a bunch of shielding at the beginning, and now,
yeah,
and like projectiles are giga broken and safe, and people are like, "What the heck is this?" And then they
no power shield,
moving and parrying, and
he just had confirms all the time, combos all the time. Just frame data was insane. Lots of kill confirms, like, you know, bear one, fair one, down tilt, fire arrow. Like, it was very valued by all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people sucked at parrying projectiles. Link's like projectiles were just upbeat in the beginning.
Yeah, Link's in most Smash games don't like just get reliable kills into aerial upbeat. And this was the first time where Young Link was just like getting it all the time out of like multiple things. So just having like a carry into the blast zone was kind of like an eye opener for a lot of us. And he kind of just naturally faded out. A lot of us stopped playing him. I stopped playing him. I guess for me, he never got like the best chance to shine in a big bracket. I had success with him in like pools, or I would use him and like not win. And I don't know. Shouts to B, who always thought he sucked, and she was right. Also, shouts to B for telling me not to play Banjo and that he sucked, and I didn't listen to her. There's another one. Banjo came out. And I was playing him online.
Pro's cooking everybody.
I started to keep a streak, like a mental win streak, where he came out and I didn't lose a game for 3 days. And like I played all day. Like obviously it's what I do. So going into like maybe like the glitch or something, I was like, bro, I'm gonna cook everyone. I haven't lost a game in like a week. And it still actually went not bad.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you had like the SD on Lylat is what I remember.
Clearly, I was boosting him mentally because it's Banjo. But shouts to B. She's good with this kind of thing. I'm trying to think of what else she's a hater of.
Still play Sephiroth.
That's she tough. Doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't hate the Sephiroth. Actually, she doesn't hate the Sephiroth. She doesn't like when I play Wario. She wants me to hang it up.
Wait, what? Hang up what?
Wario.
I think Wario is a character that just takes a lot of maintenance. I think Wario is a character that if you go in and out of, it's like so difficult.
That's always what I do, yeah.
Especially post-nerf. I could maybe see...
I get the most mentally rigid when I play him and like super angry. She doesn't like Banjo for me. She doesn't like... She likes when I play Young Link, but she doesn't think he's good. She doesn't want me to play Wario. Diddy Kong is her favorite, like by far. She actually does not mind the Sephiroth. She doesn't.
I need to message B. Yeah, just a question. Quick question.
I mean, at least Sephiroth has a sword. She's got a sword.
But she also has her own biases, which is great. Like Marcus, you've always wanted me to play Sora, but you, like, you know, she's not going to want me to do that. Like that kind of.
Yep. Thing. Yeah, I'm still messaging her. Yeah.
Is that what you're actually doing? She hates Sora too much. She can't see past it. She's like me in some ways. You know what I mean? She's not fully like analytical. I gotta look at the roster.
My heart.
I remember I was so close to getting you to play Timeout Pikachu. So close.
I remember that.
Yeah. That didn't last very long. Strange. But Gavin gave it a couple days.
That was very, very strange.
I think it could have been. Oof. Oh, man.
I'm trying to think. I do think she kind of liked Roy for me.
Yeah, but stop messaging.
I don't think she's a fan of me playing Wolf nowadays.
No, Wolf just sucks.
See, actually, I don't think she likes when I play Cloud either, but I'm not sure on that one. She just, especially over like COVID, when like all we did was play Smash, stream Smash, talk about Smash, get ready to play Smash again. Like, she watched so much of me playing that she just has this like really specific lens that's like so helpful into like just me as a player in person, that I always trust her a lot. Well, obviously sometimes I don't listen, but I don't listen to anyone, but it's still like very valuable. But yeah, she really does. She wants me to not. Did she reply?
That no came through so fast.
You asked about Thora?
It came through so fast.
What was it?
No, absolutely not. So fast.
That's the thing. You'll never know if she truly means it or not, because she just doesn't like Sora. Do y'all know her least favorite character in the game?
I think I do. I think I do.
What is it?
Terry?
She hates Terry, bro.
Yeah.
She hates that character. It's her least favorite character.
I mean, all the fighting game characters are evil. Yeah. I just clump them into one group and just be like, you're all evil.
Yeah. Can you ask her what character she likes and doesn't like for me over the years?
Nope.
Okay. She's somewhere over there. Yeah, that was fun.
You get like genuinely curious, like you want the people to know?
I'll ask her later.
Okay. There we go.
Because I couldn't remember like things like Cloud Roy, and like I just know she hates the Wario. I'm pretty sure she doesn't like it when I play Wolf, and she's not a Sephiroth hater, surprisingly. She's not, and I'm glad, because that would be tough. Because
years ago, I was a Wolf fan, but yeah, it's 2026, man.
It really is.
Wolf away. It is, actually. We can put Bro away. I'm good.
Put him down. Put Wolf down. Just put him down.
Like, dude, I'm investing in stuff. Next game, he's gonna be buffed. He's gonna have buffs next game. I know it.
All right. Quick exercise before we end the show. Yeah. Okay. New Smash game comes out. It's a brand new engine, but the exact same roster as Ultimate. No one less, no one more. Who's the first character you pick on the select screen? Very first character.
What did you say? It's a new engine?
It's a new engine. But exact same characters. But it's a completely new engine. We don't know if there's new moves. We don't know nothing.
I'm picking Sephiroth.
But it is a new engine. It's not Ultimate Deluxe or whatever. What's the first character you pick?
I don't. Ooh.
It's
what a question.
What about you, Charles? DDD?
DDD.
Bro's picking DDD.
DDD. And I'll just pray he doesn't suck 3 games in a row.
I'm either picking Bayonetta or...
They're not giving her new moves, bro.
I'm picking Bayonetta. Who am I fooling? Like, first character? Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Damn, can you
shield this ABK real quick? Can I just see something? Do I get it or not? Do I get
the second? Can you get hit by this down tilt real quick? I just need to know.
Like, did you go straight up?
Yeah, how plus? Oh, okay.
Oh, right, okay. Now, next exercise. What's the first move you do when you load in?
Heel slide.
The first move you do is heel slide. Not a fair one. Nope. I've thrown out that.
I'm gonna see if they gave up air a bone. I'm pressing up air. Yeah. They gave him a new one every time. So,
who do you think Haz would pick? Belmont or Ken?
Belmont. It's Bob Marley. I think it's Bob Marley.
I don't know.
I think he'd be happy.
I feel like it would be Ken.
Correctly too.
You think it would be Ken? I think it would be Bob Marley.
I think he'd pick. I think he would be more curious about how Belmont changes.
Yeah. Oh, that is fair. I think Ken's pretty predictable, to be fair, in terms like, of like what the movesets.
I just think Belmont has more room to be something different, just considering like, I don't know, like they suck.
Cole's gonna press up B first.
Yeah.
Oh, recovery.
Yeah, I don't know what he would check though.
I don't know.
There's so many moves that suck. Like,
I remember the first time I played Belmont in Ultimate. I three-stalked somebody's Ganondorf, and I said, I'm never doing that again, and I just never picked Belmont ever again. I was like, that was what the... just spamming forward tilt and down V. I was like, this is so cringe.
Dude, no. I would check if you can angle Sephiroth's border.
Come on, man. Stuck, like, that's not going to be a thing. Like, we got to let it go. Like, he's just sitting there.
Bro, maybe. Imagine maybe. My maybe. Neutral, though.
Maybe.
Imagine I read you and I angle it up and you die.
You can do that with four tilt.
Dude, you know how hard it is to do that consistently? I try to do that to Wolf's back air all the time. And I'm like cornered at 70. And I still try to angled up F tilt his jump.
Oh,
just
man.
Don't. Sephiroth players, if you know what I'm talking about, stop bothering with that. Just get out of there.
You can't get out of there.
It's not worth it, bro. Like,
you can't.
You're gigantic. How do you get out?
I'm
you're
just
tall.
Trying to like laugh, dude. Precisely angled up forward tilt to catch like his back air, like his jump or whatever. Just get out of there. All right. Well, that was fun.
Oh yeah, and then so we kind of took a break from guests for a while because the holidays were coming up, and I know it's really hard to get guests on for the holidays, but I am going to try and hit up players or just people in the community as guests. So let us know in the comments who you guys want to see on as a guest so I know who to hit up. And yeah, I'll start planning that out. I have some fun thought exercises for specific guests, so I'm excited for that.
Thank you, Charles. We do bonus content every week, patreon.com/tweaktalks. I also coach the game over on Metafy if anyone's interested in improving in Ultimate. Metafy.gg/@tweak. And that's about it. I hope everyone had a good holiday season. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next week. Bye.